This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And we were talking last week about the fallacies of dropping out of high school at an early age and how that usually doesn't lead to very good consequences. Let's talk a little bit more about the positive aspects of it today and talk about what you can do if you have decided to drop out of school. What kind of positive options are available to you in this area?
Right, right. And, if you drop out at 16 and start your family early, one thing I want to warn people about is you can't get public housing until you're 18. So between 16 and 18, you're not considered an adult, so you cannot get any public housing. Also, with our programs, technically you have to be 18 if you're on your own. A 16-year-old, 17-year-old on their own who's not been legally emancipated is kind of dangerous because
right.
You're out there in limbo. If you find yourself in a domestic violence, sexual assault victim, and you need to come to one of our programs or talk to us, we do have continuing education available. I know through the Fresh Start program that you guys have, you can link people up with Mahlon Community College. We have employment support groups, how to get back to work, write a resume, that type of thing, at our shelter now. And you don't have to be staying at the shelter. You can come on the weekends to
right.
those support groups.
Same with Safe Place. You don't have to be a victim of domestic violence to take advantage of some of these jobs programs. But one of the things I observed when I first started in my role as director of Safe Place back in around 2003 was that the women who came there really had a tough time getting a job, and that was a real stumbling block for a lot of them. So we got this grant from the state of North Carolina, and it's funded by divorce filing fees.
Mm-hmm. The Displaced Homemaker Grant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Displaced Homemaker Grant. And the target is for women who have been in been homemakers for years and years, and through divorce or a death in the family, they now have to go back into the workplace. So those funds are used to fund that program. And so we have this partnership with Mahlon Community College, and people can come through that program, and we do the basics of teaching them how to do job skills and how to take care of yourself with life insurance and those kind of basic questions. But a number of women have gone through this program and have taken advantage of it and gone out to Mahlon. And,
mm-hmm.
For example, in the nursing program, you can get an RN degree at Mahlon Community College. And some of these women have gone on, and they're making $20 to $30 an hour now.
Yeah.
In local hospitals in this area, and that's pretty good money. That's a pretty good paying job. But you got to be willing to pay the price and be willing to put in the effort to go to school and get that. But there are funds available that will help you do that.
Yeah, the opportunities are out there, and the community colleges are excellent sources. They'll work with you. They'll try to find the funding for you, and they actually will help you go on to a four-year college. Because it's a win-win, you know, showing that the community colleges have helped prepare you for your college. They'll help you look for that funding, too. So if there's a will, there's a way to be pointed in that direction.
We've had good results with our Fresh Start program because people in the who are looking for employees now often come to us because they figure that these are women who are motivated. They're going the extra mile to better themselves, get skills of one kind or another, and they make good employees.
Yes.
So people are coming to us, and almost all of our people who are really serious about getting a job can get a job.
Yeah.
But you got to be willing to put in the time and the effort and be motivated to do that. And if you are, we can certainly help you.
Right. And so our programs are so much more than just sheltering you. We're willing to give you the skills and the tools that you need to get back on your feet and be independent and safe.
So if you're interested and like to talk to somebody about this, I'll give you the number in Safe Place. You can call us. Our number is 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
And you're welcome to call either of those numbers 24 hours a day, and we can put you in touch with somebody that can help you or just discuss with you what your options are. So give us a call, and we'll be happy to work with you. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.